高三英语听力，现在开始。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you are hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read 4 possible answers on your paper.And decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Can we use our calculators on the test?
Yes. If you bring them at the beginning of the test, I'll check them out and return them right away so you can use them.
Question. Who is probably the man in the dialogue?
2. It's almost midnight.Why don't we leave the laundry until tomorrow?
Good idea. I'm almost bitten.
Question. How does the woman feel?
3. Could you show me your receipt for this shirt in order to exchange it?
Okay, here it is. I downloaded an electronic receipt and printed it out.
Question. Where does the conversation most likely take place?
4. You're leaving for your vacation as planned this weekend, aren't you?
I had planned to, but an urgent task put me off.
Question. What does the woman imply?
5. What do you think of "you just don't understand"?
Sorry, I haven't the slightest clue about it. But I do know that the author studied at the University of Pennsylvania for 6 years.It was about that part of her life.
Question. What are they mainly talking about?
6. Sally, get up. Your breakfast is getting cold.
I don't feel like having any breakfast yet.
Question. What is Sally probably going to do?
7. Jack looks depressed these days.Do you know why?
Oh, poor Jack. The application to his dream company was rejected. It may take days for him to swallow the pain.
Question. Why does Jack look depressed?
8. I can't seem to organize my principles of the cosmetics industry.
Have you thought about giving a description of the main facts or points involved?
Question.What does the woman advise the man to do?
9. Seeing the doctor at home, doing shopping at home. Oh, we can do many things with vision phones at home.
Certainly we can. It's possible that we common people will have robots do the housework in the very near future.
Question. What is implied in the conversation?
10. Steve won't graduate until this summer, but did you know that he has already started his own computer company?
Oh, he's really using what he's learned.
Question. What does the woman say about Steve?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation.After each passage or conversation, you will be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Question 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.Penang, which is also known as Pearl of the Orient in Malaysia, is a food paradise with long white sandy beaches. Malaysia is also famous for its multi-racial culture and warm-hearted people. If you know more about Penang and Malaysia, you'll be fascinated. Penang needs little introduction to many visitors to Malaysia, having long been known as one of Southeast Asia's finest destinations. Penang's outstanding beaches and typical sites have made it one of the most popular destinations in the region. As fascinating as its beaches are, some of Penang's deeper mysteries should also be experienced. According to the folktale, the snake temple was inhabited by snakes which crawled out of the jungle on the night of the temple's completion. The snakes are still there today. Other worthwhile stops are the delightful Penang Bird Park at the romantic peak of Penang Hill. You may see monkeys talking in the trees, sea eagles surveying their prey, and maybe you can also have a glimpse of hawksbill turtle heading for the sea. Some hotels organize early morning walking through the forest.
Now listen again, please. Penang, which is also known as Pearl of the Orient in Malaysia, is a food paradise with long white sandy beaches. Malaysia is also famous for its multiracial culture and warm-hearted people. If you know more about Penang and Malaysia, you will be fascinated. Penang needs little introduction to many visitors to Malaysia, having long been known as one of the Southeast Asia's finest destinations. Penang's outstanding beaches and typical sites have made it one of the most popular destinations in the region. As fascinating as its beaches are, some of Penang's deeper mysteries should also be experienced. According to the folk tale, the snake temple was inhabited by snakes which crawled out of the jungle on the night of the temple's completion. The snakes are still there today. Other worthwhile stops are the delightful Penang Bird Park at the romantic peak of Penang Hill. You may see monkeys talking in the trees, sea eagles surveying their prey, and maybe you can also have a glimpse of a hawksbill turtle heading for the sea. Some hotels organize early morning walking through the forest.
Questions 11. What would the speaker most probably agree with?
12. According to the folk tale, when did snakes crawl out of the jungle?
13. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Question 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
What does an artist want to do? The job involves creating beauty and dreams. Every artist knows in his heart that he is saying something to the public. Not only does he want to say it well, but he wants it to be something that has not been said before. He hopes the public will listen and understand what he wants to teach, and he wants them to learn from him. What painters want to teach is easy to make out, but difficult to explain, because painters translate their experiences into shapes and colors, not words. They seem to feel that a certain selection of shapes and colors is specially interesting for them and worth showing to us. Without their work, we should never have noticed these particular shapes and colors or have felt the delight which they brought to the artist. Most artists take their shapes and colors from the world or nature and from human bodies in motion and pose. Their choices show that these aspects of the world are worth looking at and that they contain beautiful sights. Modern artists might say that they only choose objects and provide an interesting pattern and that there is nothing more in it. Yet they do not choose entirely without reference to the character of their objects.
Now listen again, please. What does an artist want to do? The job involves creating beauty and dreams. Every artist knows in his heart that he's saying something to the public. Not only does he want to say it well, but he wants it to be something that has not been said before. He hopes the public will listen and understand what he wants to teach, and he wants them to learn from him. What painters want to teach is easy to make out, but difficult to explain, because painters translate their experiences into shapes and colors, not words. They seem to feel that a certain selection of shapes and colors is especially interesting for them and worth showing to us. Without their work, we should never have noticed these particular shapes and colors or have felt the delight which they brought to the artist. Most artists take their shapes and colors from the world or nature and from human bodies in motion and pose. Their choices show that these aspects of the world are worth looking at and that they contain beautiful sights. Modern artists might say that they only choose objects that provide an interesting pattern and that there is nothing more in it. Yet they do not choose entirely without reference to the character of their objects.
Questions 14. What does an artist hope that the public will do?
Why is it hard to explain what painters are saying?
16. What is the talk mainly about?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Oh, Linda, what are you up to these days? It seems ages since we met in the canteen.
Hi, Phil. I'm on my way home from work.
I didn't know you had a job.
Yeah, I work part-time at a supermarket.
What do you do there?
I work in the produce section, wrapping fresh fruit and vegetables. I also put goods on shelves. Sometimes when it really gets busy, I will assist at the checkout counter. Have you got a job, Phil?
Yeah, I do garden work for people. You know, cutting grass, watering, cleaning leaves, pulling weeds, things like that.
I'd like doing that. It must be nice to work outdoors.
Sometimes it is, except when it rains or snows or gets too hot or too cold or...
I guess every job has its drawbacks. There are times when I get pretty tired of carrying things around at my job, but a job is a job. And on the whole, it ensures a great sense of achievement. And you know, I don't want to burden my parents with the high college fees.
Me too. Tuition in our college is high, isn't it? Well, I'd better get going. I've got to plant some trees for my neighbors this afternoon.
All right, see you.
It is great seeing you, Linda. Bye.
Now listen again, please.
Oh, Linda, what are you up to these days? It seems ages since we met in the canteen.
Hi, Phil. I'm on my way home from work.
I didn't know you had a job.
Yeah, I work part-time at a supermarket.
What do you do there?
I work in the produce section, wrapping fresh fruit and vegetables. I also put goods on shelves. Sometimes when it really gets busy, I will assist at the checkout counter. Have you got a job, Phil?
Yeah, I do garden work for people. You know, cutting grass, watering, cleaning leaves, pulling weeds, things like that.
I'd like doing that. It must be nice to work outdoors.
Sometimes it is, except when it rains or snows or gets too hot or too cold or...
I guess every job has its drawbacks. There are times when I get pretty tired of carrying things around at my job, but a job is a job. And on the whole, it ensures a great sense of achievement. And you know, I don't want to burden my parents with the high college fees.
Me too. Tuition in our college is high, isn't it? Well, I'd better get going. I've got to plant some trees for my neighbors this afternoon.
All right, see you.
It is great seeing you, Linda. Bye.
Questions 17. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
Which of the following is Linda's job?
How does the man think of his part-time job?
20. What is the conversation mainly about?
21. That's the end of listening comprehension.